Hello, Drag Race fans! We are about to discuss the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 3. We have a guest host with us today. We're going to discuss the best drag, the crazy twists, and some news and gossip. Stay tuned!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I came in like a wrecking ball! I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was
I love me some Miley. I'm 123 Jackie B. We have a special guest host, Ronnie Jr.
Hey.
Ronnie is an OG to this panel.
Yes.
He is the original engineer of the AfterBuzz TV RuPaul's Drag Race panel.
Yeah, that was a season we had Willem come in and eat his hand.
Yes.
And
Willem
we had Michelle call in.
Fist in his mouth.
Yeah, that season four, that was great. So it's good to be back in this situation.
Yeah.
And Ronnie
that was old
used
studio
to work
too.
With Michelle. So.
Yeah, in radio. Yeah.
In radio.
Back in 2001 through 2003.
She
was always a badass.
I have to say, and I've said this many times, she has the face for radio.
Wait, what? Why the diss already?
You start now. Where's Mark's music?
Yeah, that was out of line. It's not even a minute in.
I wouldn't be me if I waited longer than a minute.
So that's Mark J. Freeman, and this
good
is
Lord.
His new Shady Lady music that
yep.
we'll be hearing a lot.
They're going to play that under me every time I go on a rant. But I'm going to be good today. So you're never going to get to play
you're
that.
You're never going
to
hear that music
I'm only
going
to tell you the things I liked about this episode.
that's the setup song.
And next is Secretary of Drag, Jay Ellis.
Woo-hoo! Hey! Hi, guys. I'm happy to be back.
He's back.
It's been a crazy
He did the first in the last episode. Thanks,
yeah.
Jay.
Yeah.
You want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Remix.
Yeah, remix.
I'm into that.
Remix
to
the finale.
Well, sorry, guys. I don't know what that was. I accidentally hit a button.
Oh. That's okay.
I thought I had like my own little intro music.
This is Brianna. She is our engineer, and she's awesome. I know, personally.
Yes.
Okay.
So what were your overall thoughts on the episode? My overall thoughts were, loved it, wanted it to be longer.
Yeah, I'm shocked that it was only an hour when they've given us some like hour and a half peppered in this whole season.
Yeah, we showed up... very early.
Yeah.
With our notebooks in hand, like eager little beavers.
First day of school kind of thing. Yeah. It was, but I was shocked that it didn't seem short, which was nice because we had the episode before, which it was just like a drive-by runway where we're like, I want to see the looks and stuff. This one didn't feel rushed.
It felt rushed.
But I could have gone for another half hour because it's the finale. I would have liked to see in a little bit more of the jury section and stuff. But overall, I mean, it was the finale. It was crazy.
I think I liked it. It had a lot of heart in the sense of like this season, a lot of people have said it's, you know, not one of the better ones. But I think it's kind of like anything you guys do, we do in real life. You know, you go to high school or whatever. It's like that graduation moment. Like I wasn't really like picking things apart this episode. It was like, it's the finale. Let's, you know, let's get it over with and let's, you know, kind of, you know, all the queens have done a great job, regardless of this being our favorite season or not. So,
yeah.
This was the best season of RuPaul's Drag Race so far.
Stop it.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to say?
It's when Ronnie said say. Graduation, the only thing that's happening in my head is Donna Martin graduates.
Yeah, now you're overcorrecting. This season was a little rough for me, to be honest, but I mean, the finale, I mean, I know we're going to talk about how it all shook out and stuff, but it was just, I don't know, it felt like I liked this challenge. I think it's one of the stronger challenges that we've seen in the show. So I was happy. I liked the live.
Yeah.
Like it felt like it was very musical theater, which I appreciated. And like, you know, we've seen all these shows that have been like Grease and Sound of Music and stuff where they have like live for TV. Yeah. And I felt like it was a smooth challenge. I enjoyed overall this episode.
Yeah. I wonder what we could do like on another All-Stars to make it more intriguing, just in the fact that like
and
there was
by
a lot
more
of...
intriguing, you mean better?
Stop it, Mark. What is wrong with you?
What are you drinking, boy? I'm going to interpret him.
Where's Mark Shady music?
See, it's not me. It's Ronnie Jr. Shady.
He's either nice and he doesn't mean it or he's shady. And I don't like it. No, I like it. No, I don't know. Just different ideas for next season. Maybe it could be two different teams going against each other.
I like teams.
Yeah, because you mentioned an idea of having all the contestants.
They all compete the whole time.
Love the idea, but I also think splitting them up because then one team wins, that causes a little rift, too.
Wait, I like teams. Until Pandora Box gets eliminated.
Yeah.
Then I don't like teams anymore. But I like the teams.
We're going all the way to All-Stars.
Well, like on season six, as you were saying.
Yeah.
You liked how, you know, you got to see one group and then the next. And
yeah,
then kind of
like
battle it out. Maybe. Yeah.
I also like that you remembered that I said that about season six, because I didn't remember that I said that until just now.
Yeah, I've been listening.
I know. Yeah. Kudos. You get the practice.
I'm just going to say it again. This is the best season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, so okay, that means Mark loved the twist. I actually really did love the twist.
Yeah.
I thought, because I do think it's a little bit unfair that they set the queens up in this situation where they have to, like, pick somebody off. And you can tell that I feel like Rue's doing it because Rue doesn't want to do that. Like, Rue doesn't want to be in that position of, like, picking her babies off that she already knows and loves. So I thought it was nice to have the queens come back twice. I thought it was nice to have them get a say in who ultimately wins.
It did feel like we had a lot of the queens the whole season. Like, I feel like they never were really, really gone.
Right. Yeah, there was like an Aja commentary moment like the whole season.
Yeah.
She gone like one episode.
I'm cool with that.
I think they should, in season 10, while you're watching, they have that little bubble in the bottom corner of Aja doing like Aja commentary throughout. Because I think she's a hoot.
She's great. Aja is a hoot.
Remember when VH1 had those like little commentary videos?
Yeah, it was
Rue.
Yeah.
Pop-up Drag Race.
Yeah.
Did you guys think it was interesting that Trixie had pulled Morgan as well? Or, I mean, we all kind of expected that, right? At the top of the episode.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about it not on air, but that would it really be fair that she get in? Again, I feel like there has to be, for that, especially for them to do it so close to the end.
Yeah.
And then to say, okay, you're in the final four, you may be the winner, I think everyone's going to have a hard time keeping that person around unless they're doing something off camera to earn that spot back.
I feel like the only one who could have come back and I would have been okay with winning would have been Aja, because that would have meant she was off and then back on, kind of like an Alyssa Edwards type thing.
Yeah.
But for Morgan to have missed five or six challenges, whatever it ended up tallying out to be, it would be really hard to see her in the final four and be like, oh, okay, like if you take the title, you didn't have to put in the work.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We all like Aja here. So what did you guys think of this competition? Obviously, we loved it. We loved the live singing, dancing video. My only problem with this is my argument for why I think the episode should have been longer. Rue lays out this huge thing where she's like, you're going to be writing your episode. You're writing your verse.
Learn choreography.
You have to learn the choreography. You have to, and then you have to sing it. And I just wanted to see, like, a little bit of the writing, a little bit more of what went into the choreography, because you start to wonder, well, you have this scene where Bibi is spending most of her time sitting behind a sewing machine.
Yeah.
But then you have people like Kennedy and Shangela out there dancing. So, like, did they make those choices? Did, you know, the producers make those choices? Because I feel like that would factor into who would be a top contestant and who wouldn't, you know?
Yeah, it sound weird to you?
Yeah.
It makes it seem like BB is taking a less difficult approach than the other girls.
Right.
So I would love to know that as well.
Yeah, it's like, did she make that decision, or did someone say, okay, we know BB isn't the greatest dancer, so we're going to give that to her? Also, she was, like, not matching the lip sync at all, which was driving me crazy.
Right.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You please.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go. I agree. I don't know why they cut so much of it, especially when Rue did make a big deal, like, that they were going to be choreographing, writing the lyrics, and then performing it. They must have cut it because of time or something. But, and I'm wondering how much, if they didn't, with the blowback of what had happened with Todrick in the previous, like, where with the Divas Live, if they didn't want that same kind of pressure for Todrick, like, he didn't choreograph enough for BB, and that's why she wasn't in the top, even though, like, you know, that couldn't have been it. But,
well, let's be honest, the first however long of her performance, she was sitting behind a swing machine.
Yeah, so that's what Jackie was. I mean, it's just, I wonder how much input she had saying, like, I don't want to dance, whereas Shangela, who's like House of Edwards.
Well, I don't think you have to be, I mean, I think they all knew that going into that. And when it's being choreographed, obviously, I mean, the show is still produced. So somebody, I'm sure, said, okay, this won't be BB's part because she can't dance.
Mm-hmm. On the flip side, they put BB in a situation where she couldn't make, you know, hit the dance move.
Yeah.
Where all the other girls are a little smaller in size. So on that side of it, they did kind of challenge her and make her look funny-ish, you know.
Yeah.
But that is that's, like, from dancing, you kind of have to, you could tell she was very nervous about that fall, or, like, going, like, trusting her dancing partner, and she was just, like, very stiff, so I think that was just on her. I don't know if it has to do with, like, size, or, it was just a comfort thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but possibly both. Yeah. Also, shout out to Jake Dupree and Walker.
I did a show here at AfterBuzz with Jake, and he was, Shangela's dance partner.
Yeah, and so it's I danced with Walker. We worked on How to Get Away with Murder together. So I was like, we saw them on the screen. I was like, this is cool. We know some of the people who are on
we
here.
We were all excited. We were like, know you, yay!
Yeah, it was fun.
The other problem I had when I watched this video, okay, loved this video, by the way. Loved every minute of it. We watched it twice. I would watch it a bazillion more times. But my only other problem is when you're thinking of it as a competition and you're seeing, okay, what are, like, these queens are told that they have to write their own verse, but because we didn't get enough, like, background like we would in a normal episode, mm-hmm. you don't know what, like, do they have to write it about themselves? What are
and
the,
even the style, too, that
yeah,
was chosen.
Like,
yeah,
like, what is the category for what they have to write? Because, like, Kennedy's was more general. Shangela's, like, was more specific to her.
Yeah.
Trixie's was more kind of about the competition.
Yeah, it was even comedic at the end. So
yeah.
Was,
yeah. So I was just wondering, like, well, what was the criteria for that as well?
You make a good point. I actually would love to see that also.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been necessary to understand a little bit more. If they would all just been like Kennedy, yeah, it's general. But the other ones had, like, a very specific, like Trixie's, you know, she gave us almost like a sloppy Kesha and it mm-hmm. worked, you know.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
given me Kesha this whole season.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've enjoyed that.
I saw Kesha perform last year and uh-huh. just yeah, it's that yeah. I don't even know how to describe it. It's that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little sticky and a little sweaty and a little sexy. Yeah. Maybe, right?
A little Trixie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a section that stood out to you guys during that whole section or the whole challenge? Like somebody who's you feel like really stepped out, had the lyrics, had the choreography, had like a good outfit. Like who had the whole package during the whole competition?
I thought they all looked pretty good. BB's, you know, as you say, the non energy that she had was probably the most challenging. But all the other girls I thought did really well. Even Kennedy, like I didn't necessarily. I don't think a lot of us really were rooting for her, mm-hmm. but I thought she started the show pretty strong. Looks and
yeah.
She demanded the presence of the camera, and yeah. she was good. She was yeah. on point. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was one of my favorite outfits of Kennedy's too. Was the one that she wore in that video.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved that outfit, and I agree with you guys. I think that the everyone but BB to me kind of seemed to have the whole package. I was thrown off by the fact that BB was behind the chair the whole time. And then I was thrown off behind the sewing machine. And then I was thrown off by the fact that it was so clear that she didn't know any of the lyrics. But then you think, well, didn't you write these? Like, shouldn't you know them because you wrote them?
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know.
And where does she get lost in that situation? Is it that overconfidence that we talk about?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, is it are people giving her advice or helping her or coaching her along the line? And does she just not want to hear that, you know?
Mm-hmm. See, for me, Shangela took this whole section of hers was my favorite. I thought that she had like the most interesting lyrics and she danced. She kept up with the dancers. I felt like her outfit was great. She played like the box part. I don't know. I thought everything that she did was really thought out all the way through. I thought Shangela was my favorite standout with Trixie behind, like following up.
Yeah, I agree. I think too, when you're performing, it's always, I feel like Kennedy's downfall for me was that, yes, she's a dancer and she danced well and she, you know, presented that well. Mm-hmm. There's something more to say about just going out there and dancing well and doing the choreography. Shangela and Trixie, and I think Trixie even more than Shangela, gave you a performance with choreography, and it wasn't just choreography, if that makes sense. I just, because it's like when you're learning choreography, you know, you are trying to remember. So you know somebody knows their choreography when they're giving you attitude and a smile and they're doing all these other things and nailing the moves, then they know it. It's ingrained. They've got it. And I felt like Trixie, I mean, Shangela's great dancer. I mean, I'm not putting her performance on it, but I think Trixie just blew me away because I was not expecting it. I was expecting her to not be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. And she really blew me away.
They also gave Trixie a lot to do with the camera movements because she came down the stairs, yep. around the hallway, and she had to time that pie smash. So there's a lot to be aware yep. of on her section.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think her and Shangela both had the most to do and they did it the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys, Mark, I was wondering if you could tell me about Maria Menounos's new
Absolutely.
Speaking of fun.
Well, we know that everybody is wanting to have fun and learn and grow as a person and in their careers. And Maria has been amazing to us here at AfterBuzz. She is like a big sister to us all. And she wants to be a big sister to all of you. And she would love for you guys to watch or listen to her Conversations with Maria podcast edition. You can get it on iTunes. And is it iTunes and...
Yeah, it's the SiriusXM show.
Yes.
And they're basically putting like the best stuff and doing the free version of it. And that'll be on iTunes. I actually listened to this week's episode.
Uh-huh.
It was all about... basically, it was about employers giving you the tips on what you need to do to get the right employee.
Yeah.
I took it the other way. I said, oh, let me learn what I need to do to get the right job. Yeah.
Right.
And they had John Taffer on, you know, from Bar Rescue. So a lot of really great content. And the fact that they're taking that Sirius satellite content, but making it free, very good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So make sure you guys go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free. And be sure to rate and comment on it too when you do it. And tell Maria that RuPaul's Drag Race panel sent you.
Exactly. So now we're going to move on to our best drag looks. Not only were we gagging over the top four's looks, but these queens who came back, can we discuss them first?
Yes. Please. Because I don't really have much to say about, well, other than Trixie, I think.
I loved all of, like, I was gagging over all of their looks.
Who was the weakest link, though, if you had to choose one?
Ooh.
Of the returning ones?
Of the returning.
Chi-Chi, and it pains me to say that.
No.
Yeah, no, I think I was leading.
Because
you can't say Thorgy. Thorgy is just murdering it as well as...
I was going to say Morgan.
Morgan, actually, too, yeah.
I was a little, like, because I know her, and I know what's in her drag bag. Come on, girl. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted... it was not putting it down, not saying it was ugly by any means, but I wanted it to be more. She's the only one that I was like, oh... Everybody else, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I like that. Okay, I like that. And her, I was like, really, Morgan? Come on, girl.
I can't say anything bad about Chi-Chi. I love her.
I love Chi-Chi.
No, I thought she looked great. I thought her makeup looked amazing.
I loved Aja's concept, but I have to agree, Morgan, even though it's kind of like Blade Runner-y to me, I thought it was just okay. But everybody else I thought was... amazing. Ben's hat alone was like a
moment.
Ben
was casting me all the shade. Like, Scarlett O'Hara comes in with the drapes.
She said, I'm not going to say anything, but you're not going to miss me, bitches.
And I was just,
she had to blink or whatever.
Yeah. I loved whenever they cut to Ben and she was just kind of like thoughtfully looking from under the brow of her hat with this gorgeous, perfect makeup on.
I said, Thorgy was like the Anna Wintour. Like, she like raised the sunglasses like she was on the runway.
Thorgy was dressed as Cool Ranch Doritos.
I loved Thorgy's outfit.
I think Thorgy did it, though. I like
that. Might be the quote of the day.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah.
To me, Thorgy's was my favorite just because I felt like that was the most... If a queen's outfit says something about her personality, said the most about herself. Yeah. So, like, Thorgy's outfit was the most Thorgy. Yeah. And that's what I loved about it.
Yeah, this is just...
I thought they all looked way, way better than...
Do we think Aja tried too hard, the whole, like, devil concept?
No.
I don't think so.
I say that as a... Yeah. Literally, season 9, Aja in the paint was loving her from day one. I'm not one of the new Aja people. But I'm saying, because I like her so much, I feel like something could have been there a little more extra to execute it.
I think she's perfect. She's beautiful. She's Linda Evangelista.
There you go.
She's good. I don't know. This was 10 across the
board. I didn't like Milk Saggy Boobs. I like some big
I didn't notice her
boobs.
It was made out of... Did you see that it was made out of the sweater, though?
Yeah.
Like, the,
because the problem I have with this is Milk thought of this as a runway look. Like, she thought... of this dress as, like, you could tell something that somebody would see the full outfit. Because when she's sitting down, it just looks like a saggy ball of yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And her makeup was so cool. And I liked conceptually what she was trying to do. But visually, when you're sitting down, it just doesn't look right.
And she just keeps going for that same thing. Like, oh, I want to do something that's so different. And I set the trend. I mean, it's just...
I'm a saggy ball of yarn.
It's getting old, kind of-ish.
I disagree.
Yeah,
I love Milk.
I
think she can do no wrong.
Tell me exactly why you love this outfit.
I just think that there's nobody else that does what she does. And when people wear certain things, they say that looks so Milk. Kudos to you.
But wouldn't it be more of a shock if she did something that wasn't... Like, she's so unexpectedly odd and unique. Uh-huh. And I love a lot of the concepts, but wouldn't it be nice sometimes to show a different versatility?
She has. She did the runway. Everyone was like, she wanted to do the glamour runway, so she redid it.
The one where her wig was crooked.
Nope.
But it was just cut on an angle. Yeah. But
you see what I'm saying? Like, if she always goes outside the box.
Here's the thing. Everybody always says that. And then when they do that, everyone goes, but it's not them. So you can't have it both ways. Well, I mean, I say, you do you, girl. I love what you do. And any talk about what you're wearing is good talk. So don't worry about it.
Okay. He likes milk.
Yeah, I
so,
do.
So, next
I do.
Outfit.
Or as RuPaul says, milk.
Milk.
BB.
First to BB Zahara Bonet in like a leopard or cheetah. Is there a difference? Sorry.
Yes, there is a difference between a leopard and a cheetah. Oh, okay. I think a leopard's bigger and cheetahs are like smaller.
Well, BB was
are they
an
both
animal.
Just as boring?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so when BB was putting on her makeup, when she was putting on the little jewels and everything mm-hmm. on her eyelids, I was gagging. I love the makeup, but I think for best drag, the outfit, I know that she's going with this kind of like jungle cat theme, mm-hmm. which is great. But I, for best drag, I wanted it to be something bigger. I wanted like...
You wanted best drag.
She
literally looked in her bag and thought, my best drag, and pulled that out.
I wanted...
For the record, that
when,
literally happened.
Remember when Kim Chi wore all the like wigs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wanted this to be like Jungle Cat with too many wigs. Look, I wanted something bigger, and this was not
and better.
It.
With that said, oh my gosh, I feel like this was one of my favorite of the BB looks this season.
Ronnie was gonna say favorite of all.
Oh
time.
My gosh, please don't ever put that in my words. But no, like there was a couple other good looks this season where I was like, I don't know, maybe the gown was great, but like the hair didn't match per se. This was the one that I, you know, join me there that I'm trying to say that she at least.
No, she looked good.
Yeah.
She looked good. I'm okay. just arguing that
for
like
a cheetah.
If this was her best drag, I disagree Chester. With that.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I think she looked great. I just, for,
I will
more.
Say this. I will say this one nice thing about this. If she were in a cage at the zoo with other cheetahs, she would stand out. That's what I have.
Where's
to
our
say.
Shady music?
We're gonna play it all episode.
Okay,
but this also, is not best drag ever. Sorry.
It's also like what you were saying with the live show. You want to get the conceptualization as why they do what they do with the verse. We don't get much of like why she chose that. Maybe there's something very like on brand to why she chose that. I don't know. Like I'm reaching,
but if it was on brand, I think we'd know it.
But I feel like throughout, yeah. I feel like throughout the episode, and again, it's like I don't know enough about BB, but throughout the episode, these episodes, the whole All Stars, she's been doing this kind of like Jungle Kitty cheetah thing.
True.
And so I feel like if that she wanted to make that her brand, I'm sorry, but you got to do what Shangela does and hallelujah it up and say it every episode so people get it that that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting to have the headpiece on. It wasn't, compared to all the other items.
You guys, see, here's the only difference between me and these three. I found it interesting. Girl, she hated it. I will translate for everybody here on this panel. Go ahead. It was interesting, Jay.
It was interesting, but I hated it.
Atta girl. She's been sitting next to me too long.
It's radiating.
All right, let's bring up our next look.
Good.
Oh.
Oh, bad.
So, what did I love when Trixie called out? So, when we all saw this outfit, we immediately thought of her season 7 outfit.
Yeah, immediately.
Yes. Which, you said it, yeah.
Which was, as Trixie said,
I think
than
I turned
outfit.
To Jen and went, didn't she wear that before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the season 7 outfit was better than this outfit, just like Trixie said. And I have, this outfit's fine, like, but... If I hadn't known she had worn the outfit in season 7, which I loved.
A more polished.
Yeah.
Like, it felt.
I just don't, again, this is like, I'm questioning this as her best drag. And I know she can do better.
And the little bit of commentary we had from her is like, she interpreted extravaganza as like, oh, pride. So it was more like a pride thing. But
right.
I don't know. I wasn't into this. I can't paint a nice picture for. I wasn't a fan of this one. No, it's
so
not.
So proud of you, Ryan.
No, I'm very serious about that. There's no, and that's the thing. Also, like for the record, I love spicy people. Like I like a bad. I'm kind of like a bad cast member. And but she just the bad attitude doesn't do it for me. Yeah. So I really couldn't get into this look at all.
Yeah.
I just.
Jackie, did you like it?
No, I've already said that I didn't like it, though. I don't feel like this is Kennedy's best drag. I feel like she can do better. I feel like she has done better this season in other outfits.
Especially if she's like represents old school. She could have done something so glamorous, so old school. So
You
know how as we talk about like take the children there type of thing. So that would have been a great lane for her.
And
I just think it was a miss.
Going, like this season, she's even been doing some like avant-garde, more risky stuff. And it's like, okay, well, if you were dipping your toe into that pool, like you could go even farther there as well.
Right.
Do you think the girls said something to her before she went out, like, girl, no. You wore that before?
No.
No.
And they shouldn't have. It's not their responsibility. Yeah.
This is all stars.
I wish that we didn't have...
Alexis Michelle would disagree with them.
If you see something, say it.
Did you see something, say something.
That's what I always think of her. Like, if we didn't have the season 7 pride dress to compare this to, I think this would have made more of a splash. Mm-hmm. And I think that if it wasn't a rainbow look and the wig and like the hair... I don't think I've seen this a lot where the paint is kind of coming in on like the cheekbone and like the forehead mm-hmm. and stuff. I like that style of makeup. Mm-hmm. If it was a different dress, not like a rainbow thing, so we were comparing it to the pride dress that we've already seen, it could have been something different for me because I like the way it moved. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Overall, I didn't. I'm comparing it to the season 7 outfit, and the 7 one blows this one away.
And I'm wondering. I'm sorry. I'm wondering if it just looked, you know, rather amazing in person and just didn't translate because I didn't really necessarily look at that detail.
Right.
And I can totally like understand a vibe from it. So hopefully, you know, as it was live, it was a different story.
I think that does happen too, though, because there are queens where I've seen like them live and then you see their outfit later in the press and you're like, oh, that doesn't translate as awesome as I saw it when I saw them live.
And right. I want to acknowledge Jimmy Pink is asking, so Ben recycling a dress is okay, but Madwin Kennedy wears it. I think we're all in agreement that we think the season 7 dress is just a better version of the one that she wore.
Yeah. And recycling versus reinterpreting it, like it wasn't Ben, she took a Julie Andrews and then made it like a whole different goth thing.
Well, I think they're talking about when she came into the workroom and was wearing the outfit she wore.
Oh, I didn't like that. I believe I said I didn't like that. But also,
in context too, is she wore it into the workroom to begin the show because it's the last thing people saw her in. It makes sense. Whether you like the outfit or not, or whether you like that she did or not, it made sense. They didn't go, pull the best drag out of your thing, and she's like, I'm just going to rework this thing that I wore before. Yeah. So there's a big difference. Big difference. Big difference.
All right, next outfit.
And
next
I was just going to say, I will say something nice. The best part of this for Kennedy was that moment where she went behind the wall and you couldn't see her anymore.
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun.
Oh, my God. Shady music. So now we have Shangela.
That was good.
I said you were ready. You thought it was going to be good.
We need a 1-minute clip on YouTube of a couple of your little bangs over there.
Shangela's outfit. This is my favorite.
I melted. She was my favorite.
I will say this is probably the most beautiful I've ever seen her, and I've seen her 1,002 times.
This was amazing. It was Shangela goes to the Academy Award.
This is what I wish I would have seen all season.
Yeah.
Had she walked out on the runway like this all season...
I don't know why I said
I would have said, give it to her. You deserve it, girl. But this is the first time I saw it.
But this is like the wow moment, like best drag, and Shangela was like, I'm going to give you my best drag. Like, this is something you haven't seen before. And I think that she came into play and was like, this is my runway. I'm going to make that statement right now. And I love this look. I thought it was so stunning. Yeah. It was so different, but it was still Shangela. Like, I still see Shangela in there.
Girl, she had a place to put her lipstick. I love that.
As a fellow showgirl, a pocket
goes a long way.
Love it.
I'm also really glad she interpreted it so glamorous versus I was really worried we'd get another Beyonce goddess kind of a thing, which you know that's wonderful for all of the season, but to set yourself apart. Watching this fabulousness, to me, I was like, oh, I'm just reading her effort. So like I get her more off this look from
I wish that she came in on a dragon like Daenerys, so all those Game of Thrones things finally came.
Girl, do you imagine what I would be like? I never would get through the episode. We would just hear Brianna playing my background music.
Your head would have exploded.
Thank you, Brianna.
All right, let's go with the next outfit.
Kudos winner. To you,
Shangela. That was a winner right there, though, Shangela.
And another, I thought, amazing.
I loved it. I didn't think it was amazing. Like, Shangela's was the one that I kind of, like, gasped, and it blew me away. Yeah. I mean...
What didn't you like, though? Or why is it not?
You know what? I think...
Because I have an idea of what you're going to say.
There's too much going on.
Oh. This is too much going on? Compared to other things that she wore?
No, I feel like Trixie... The thing I love about Trixie is like her comedy, her personality, her ability to like rise to a challenge. I always love her makeup. And I get what she does, but her outfits are never my favorite. They never are. And I don't have a problem with it. It's not like it's not like I'm going to dislike Trixie because I'm not crazy about her outfits.
Right.
I get what she does.
What I loved about that is I kind of agreed with you in the idea that, whoa, there's so much going on, you know?
Yeah.
But yet I liked it. You know what I mean? It was something that I would have in my mind said, oh, this would not be the look, you know, the hair and just, you know, just so much going on. Yet when I saw it, I enjoyed every aspect of it. Yeah. And she gave it.
I thought this was a little dark for Trixie. Like the black, I think I'm not used to seeing her so muted, like neck down. Is that what you're... Oh, you're...
Go ahead.
You're whispering in my ear. Your hot breath on me. She has, like... I do like the hair, and it was almost like Elvira, like a silhouette, which I liked, but it was so different from Trixie that I felt kind of shocked by it for a second. But it was okay to me.
I did have that feeling, too.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't like it. It was just... It wasn't...
So you didn't like because she did something that's not very Trixie.
No, I'm not saying I didn't like it. It was just not... It wasn't Trixie.
Interesting. Because I feel like we just had a conversation that milk should do things that are not milk. Interesting.
Oh, my God. Not the same thing.
Thank you! Because that was well-deserved. That is so true.
I never disagreed about milk.
I know. I'm just saying. We just had a conversation that milk should do something different. And I said, for the record, play it back. But when they do stuff that's not what they normally do, everybody has an issue with it.
Yeah, but to say this is not Trixie, though, is still very, very much
very Trixie. No, I agree.
You know, but it's an amped up, you know, accelerated version.
I thought it was perfection.
Oh, okay.
Perfection. This is not the Grammys, the Emmys, red carpet. This is a drag queen runway, and any drag queen would be lying to you if they told you they did not want that wig and that dress and be able to walk down a runway in that. That is everything. That is what drag is about. Thank you, Trixie Mattel.
Yeah, when she walked out, I did go like, ooh. Like, it was good. So, yeah, I had reactions to her and Shangela.
I want that in a size 14, please.
I'll make it.
Thank you.
So Robbie M. Smith tweeted at us which queen picked which lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And Jay, we don't know because Jay was the only one who read it.
The Secretary of Drag.
You are seeing our live reaction.
Are you guys ready? Like a typewriter sound effect every time we say Jay. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Oh?
There we go.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
You're on the spot.
All right, ready, guys? So okay. I'm just going to go run down how they voted. So, okay. And just to let you know that their first choice was worth 2 points. Their second lipstick was worth 1.
Okay. Oh, so interesting.
No, okay, so Aja's first choice was Kennedy. Second choice was Trixie.
Say it again.
Aja first chose Kennedy, then Trixie.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh, Aja thought Kennedy, huh? Oh,
Ben, wow. De La Creme. Kennedy was her first choice. Trixie was her second choice.
We knew that Kennedy was her choice, though, because she sat on air.
Chi-Chi. Kennedy was her first choice. Trixie was Chi-Chi's second choice.
Interesting.
Wow.
Milk.
Trixie was her first choice. Kennedy was her second choice.
Jesus.
Interesting.
Morgan had BB as her first choice. Kennedy as her second choice.
Interesting.
And Thorgy is the only one who did not do Kennedy and went Trixie with her first choice and Shangela with 1 point from Thorgy.
Wow.
So, I mean...
None of them voted for Shangela except for one.
Except for Thorgy.
What would be the reason of that?
That's what's going on.
Well, we talked a little bit before we went on air that I think being a queen and being on the show, what Kennedy... I mean, they all said when they showed what... Kennedy left, they all talked about how honest she was and how... da-da-da. I think they felt for her wanting people in her line at DragCon.
Which is not the reason to vote. But
well, yeah. I agree. No, I'm not saying it's the right reason.
We had Trixie saying when this was revealed that this was what's going to happen, we had Trixie saying, you know, now it's going to be RuPaul's best friend race because they get to pick based on what they want. Because looking at, when you look at the whole season and you look at what the fans want, you would think that the top two would be Shangela and Trixie.
Yeah.
And so that's like... Really
I think that was the first time in a long time on RuPaul's Drag Race that my jaw dropped when they announced Kennedy.
It's crazy that Milk chose Kennedy even at all, even how sour Milk
was. Yeah.
So I feel like at this point, Shangela has put so much work in, and I've never seen Kennedy give up on this competition. Like, I felt Kennedy wanting this the entire time, but she just didn't have the wins and like the stuff to back it up as Shangela.
I agree. I think she wanted it. I don't think she proved that she should bend the top two.
Agreed.
I think she made excuses for herself the entire time. I think if she was in the top every week, her response to everybody about how to pick people would be, it should be who's on the top. But she never said that. She was always like, well, but it should be how hard you fought. Well, girl, you're saying that because you fought hard. That's the only reason you're saying that. So, and the people that have a following, the people that have people in line for them are people that have nurtured relationships with their fans on social media, who talk to their people and don't just sit there and beg you to come stand in their line. Sorry.
I just don't know if All Stars 3 was really the best. I don't know if Kennedy showed her best work on All Stars 3. This is kind of like a Roxy Andrews situation for me, where I wanted Kennedy to do well and I wanted Roxy to do well, but then you see him on the show and you're like, you never really excelled except for the bitchler for Kennedy for me.
Yeah.
And I also wonder how, like, I mean, this whole sisterhood thing, like, were her words that influential throughout the whole season?
Yeah,
like, we saw it in one little lump sum, you know, I need it, and, you know, all of these things she's been telling us all season about, you know, her kind of being secondary in this world of drag. All season, was she planting a seed, even, you know, not trying, but, you know, did they feel sorry for her? And what was her story? Like, I watched her on the Hey Queen, the Johnny McGovern show. She was a little salty and a little spicy. That's what made me say, oh, you're not edited bad. You actually are kind of. But she was the one who had a lot of, like, a little issue, economics and a foreclosure or something, some stuff with the family. She's possibly a little messy-ish. Yeah.
Maybe they knew that too, though, and they
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I had watched the Hey Queen just to see. I was like, I wonder if she's like really raw or is it just like an edit? And I was like, she's kind of not likable. Just kind of not likable. But she was going through a lot of shit at the time.
Yeah.
I actually thought that was one of the reasons that helped her get casted because, you know, she was kind of more newsworthy or whatever.
Yeah, like a redemption story.
Yeah.
But
it was a shock.
She definitely would have won RuPaul's best friend's race.
Well, we all knew that BB wasn't in the running. Like, we could just tell the way that that was jury was going through that BB wasn't going to be a part of it. So I thought, and I thought Kennedy was kind of going to be out too. I thought it was going to be really between Shangela and Trixie.
Yeah.
When BB went out, I was like, I felt embarrassed on her behalf. Like, why do you, I mean, for that to be what ended up being her fate on this season, that there's just such, not embarrassment, but I guess embarrassment. Well, the audience is going to be quite quite harsh. Like, why do you go to a season to be in that fourth place? Like, none of it makes sense.
Yeah. Ronnie and I talked about this backstage. It would have made, because they had that whole mole theory, it would have made more sense if she had been the mole, because then it would be less embarrassing if she lost, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you're, I wouldn't even want to go on the competition if I had won previously, because it's like, okay, I'm going to sit on my laurels and just say, I am a winner.
Keep that prestige.
Yeah, the exact problem a lot of people don't want to go to All Stars, I assume, is they wrote such a great story the first time, you know, you run the chance of not being, you know, Miss Congeniality, and you're just a train wreck and do horribly.
Right.
So for a winner to do that, oh my God, that's, I mean, I really feel bad for her, you know.
Yeah.
Yet, at the same time, didn't enjoy, you know, watching her, so there's a catch-22 in that regard.
Right.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's the same thing, the hard time I have when they do these twists or they do queens, like, sending home other queens. It's like, in your gut, you feel bad for all these queens and bad when things happen, but you're like, damn, this is good television, you know?
So. Well, and actually, it's true, BB had 2 points, Shangela had one. So Shangela was actually fourth.
That's crazy.
BB was third.
Yeah.
Wow.
Technically.
All right. Well, we have fan shout-outs. Oh, Connor Gunn.
The Wrecking Ball? I mean, was there any thoughts about Wrecking Ball?
Oh.
Or like
the lip sync? Oh, my gosh. Yes. I actually loved Kennedy in that lip sync. I was living for the whole, like, I don't like Shoeless Queens normally, but because she did like a modern dance interpretation, I was living for that. I just loved it. She was in her own world. She was doing her own thing. Loved it. And obviously, I always loved Trixie, so I expect her to do well.
There wasn't a lot with Trixie, though. I mean, we all that's kind true. Of understand that movement is maybe not her best thing, but you still do love her enough. And if anything, I thought in my head, I said, okay, Trixie's gonna win. We've somewhat, I guess, felt sorry for Kennedy. So it felt like I was watching it as like, there's Kennedy the winner. I'm sorry, Trixie is the winner, and Kennedy is just like doing her glory, like swan song. Outro. So let her shine, I suppose. Yeah. But
I got a very like Maddie Ziegler, like, from like Sia videos for Kennedy. I was like, oh, she's just doing like an interpretive, like, I'm feeling this music. And I think when I heard that it was going to be Kennedy and Trixie, I'm like, well, Trixie has it. So I think my eye was watching Trixie a little bit more.
What was Trixie's gag?
She pulled out her hair and she had like a little bit of a reveal.
And it wasn't that strong, huh?
Not to me. It wasn't.
I don't think, if I was watching this on any other season of Drag Race and it was like, okay, the winner has to be picked out of these two, I would have actually picked Kennedy, but because of Trixie's performance all season and because of Trixie's, like, I felt like, I don't know, I've said this with Milk where I don't want, like, your outside career to be a part of this, but, like, Trixie has a big drag outside career that she's built upon to come to this moment.
Yeah. I thought Kennedy won So You Think You Can Dance. and I think Trixie won RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
I actually thought season 3 was won by Detox, but
yeah, she should have come back.
I just, you know, Detox won in my opinion.
Of
All Star 3. She won All Star 3. Two. No, she won All Star 3. She won All Star 3. Hello.
She came back just for it.
Yeah. She came back.
Her performance, her legendariness.
I love it.
No, I didn't think that. I thought that. I mean, as soon as I saw that she didn't have any shoes on at all, and the out girl.
You weren't into it.
That is not. I'm sorry. Like,
I was okay with it.
I mean, not saying that I have amazing stuff that I have no idea what I would have worn, but it's the finale. Like, really, contemporary dance to Wrecking Ball, girl.
I like
girl. Do that in your next pageant. I want to see what.
Wait, what would be the alternative, Mark? What would be? Because I didn't have a problem with it too much.
Alternate to what?
To what Kennedy chose.
Anything.
No, come on. Give us an idea.
Like what else she should have done?
Yeah.
It just wasn't, I don't know. Like I felt like Trixie just, sometimes it's not even about, I don't do backflips and stuff. You don't want to see me do that stuff. I mean, I could dance, don't get me wrong. But sometimes it's about the performance. And and I felt like the Trixie, there was something behind it. I feel like she even cried at one point during the song. Like she was taking in the moment of the song and what she was doing. And that to me was a way more powerful than running around in your bare feet in a stretch cotton dress. Sorry.
Well, we have some fan shout outs. Connor Gunn, thanks for watching us for the first time.
Oh, yes, Connor Gunn. I saw that in the chat room.
Yeah, I am Fox. He's now going to be able to watch us because, you guys, we are moving our time for recapping season 10 to Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So that gives us more time to rewatch the episodes over and over. Hopefully it makes a better time for other viewers as well.
I can pull other pictures and stuff too, so that'll help.
We can get you guys some news and gossip.
I will have calmed down.
We'll see.
I'm going to be just a delight for season 10.
We're going to give Mark some newly legalized marijuana.
Yes, to calm me down.
To calm him down. So, Ronnie, you had some news and gossip.
Oh, just quick little, LGBTQ content, whatnot. We're just coming out. It was Joey Polari, an actor. He played a really great character on the season 2 of American Crime. Not American Crime Story, American Crime, right, which is on ABC. Mm-hmm. It was this, like, teen athletes and this loner kid and, like, what happened, what didn't happen. A great little storyline. I watched the whole season, loved it. And anyways, that lead actor, at least in that specific season, he came out, Joey Polari. He's also going to be in Love, Simon. Of course, we should all go watch Love, Simon. Show up with the numbers, you know, created by, what is it, produced by Greg Bertinelli? I know I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and then that also made me want to watch Broken Hearts Club that I guess he did as well, too. That's so movie. That's a really, really cool one. And another show that we should be watching, really cute. It comes on after Will and Grace. It's on NBC, 9:30. It is called Champions. And it's got the setting is a little interesting. Mindy Kaling is the mother, and the 15-year-old half white, half Indian, openly gay kid is now living with his father in New York for the first time, following his performance dreams. The setup is so crazy. It's like, well, what? Yeah. But once you get there, very funny. And we all like Mindy Kaling's work.
So. And shout out to Anna Holmes, who's on the show, who was in my acting class with me, and we did a little film together in acting class years and years and years ago. It's a very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Awesome.
Very sweet.
Yay. And then, Jay, you said there was something about season 10 and
in Entertainment Weekly on their must list. They have season 10 as number 3. So Michelle said that it's some of the best judges they've ever had.
It's the best season so far.
And they said if any of the queens have learned anything, she kind of tore on BB saying, never rip off your wig unless you have another wig underneath.
So
it was a cute little quote. But yeah, they were featured in Entertainment Weekly, so we're hitting mainstream with Drag Race even more.
Do you guys have any favorites for the next season?
Yes.
Mayhem.
Just yes is the answer to the question.
You're gonna have to tune
yes,
in.
Yes. Dot. Dot.
To
dot. Hear. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. I think we're rooting for Mayhem because she's a local queen.
Oh, okay. She's so good.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean we don't love the other queens. Sure. So, any other fan shout outs before we go?
It's okay.
Thank
to
you
to all of my fans. Both of them. Thank you both.
I appreciate
both of you.
We're all your fans too. Yeah.
Oh, Mark, I love you. I'm 123 Jackie B on all platforms except for Snapchat, where I'm Jackie B 123. And every time I come in here, I do preview snaps of behind the scenes of AfterBuzz.
That's right. Yeah, interesting conversations.
Interesting conversations.
They're like juicy or nonsense all at the same time.
Yes, juicy nonsense.
Good stuff.
And thanks to Ronnie Jr. for joining us.
Oh my God! Since season four, when we did it, this is like I've never been on this side. That's so great. So thank you for having me on this. Randomly RJ is my social media, and currently I'm doing the after show for the American Crime Story Gianni Versace. The finale will be next week, so we're so excited to talk about that. And I also do Mozart in the Jungle, which is such an underrated, slept on show, and it's so inspiring. So that's about it.
I just want to ruin the ending. Gianni Versace dies.
What?
You're such a dick!
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LoraineLove, and that's where you can send your hate.
Shangela was robbed. That's all I want to say. I'm on Instagram at @don_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
And let's just get this straight. The only reason we're even discussing Trixie and Shangela is because Ben de la Creme removed herself from the competition. Let's end on that.
And Kenny, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Kenny. Love you.
Thank you, Kenny.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.